الحمد لله
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of رياض الصالحين. And today we are with chapter number 3, chapter of الصبر, and hadith number 26 of the book, but it is hadith number 2 of the chapter. It says here, عن أبي سعيد مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله عنه. عن أبي سعيد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله عنهما أن ناسا من الأنصار سألوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاهم، ثم سألوه فأعطاهم حتى نفد ما عنده، فقال لهم حين أنفق كل شيء بيده: ما يكن عندي من خير فلن أدخره عنكم، ومن يستعبد يعفه الله، ومن يستغني يغنه الله، ومن يتصبر يصبره الله، وما أعطي أحد عطاء خيرا وأوسع من الصبر. متفق عليه. And this hadith, it says here on the authority of Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri, his name is Sa'd ibn Malik, Sa'd the son of Malik, the son of Sinan Al-Khudri, is from the tribe Khidra, one of the tribes of Al-Ansar, who were living in Medina. Him and his father are companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was one of the very young companions of the Sahaba. A very young companion Sahabi. He said, أن ناسا من الأنصار. He said, really there were some people from Al-Ansar came and asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم for some financial help. So I gave them. Then again they asked him for another financial help. So he gave them, and he kept giving until everything in his hand is finished. And then he said to them, when he spent everything which was in his hand, he said to them, there is nothing of the good of the goodness that I may have that I will hide from you. Don't think like that. Anything in my hand, I will always spend for the sake of Allah, and give to those who need it. So don't think that I am holding something. When I tell you that I have nothing to give, it means that I have nothing to give. That's what Isa said to them. And then he said, whosoever would be chaste and modest, may yasta'jiz wa'ifu Allah, would be chaste, meaning a person of chastity and modest, Allah will keep him chaste and modest, meaning Allah Ta'ala will keep him on those two good characters, because Allah likes these characters from the people to be upon. He likes it from them to be upon. And then he said, and whosoever would seek self-sufficiency here means he is in need, but he does not ask anybody. He just can be patient with himself and with his case. He does not beg people. He does not ask them for any help. Isa says, Allah will make him self-sufficient. What does that mean? It means that Allah, and the person did not want to beg people and ask them their wealth. So Allah Ta'ala will help him, meaning he will not find any way of need. Khalas, he will find himself convenient with life. Alhamdulillah.
And this means don't beat people, don't beat mankind, but ask Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't mean don't beat people and don't ask Allah. Yeah, you have to ask Allah to help you. And always be sufficient with Allah. Find Allah sufficient for you. And ask Him alone. And don't ask any others. So He said, and whosoever would be patient, and this is the important part of the hadith to what we have. And whosoever would be patient. Yani, patient. And whatever harmfulness falls on him, sickness, poverty, oppression, whatsoever, accidents, you always be patient, meaning you always, and you do not object against the law. You do not object the destiny. You do not ask why, oh Allah, you do this with me. You be patient. And even with people, you be patient. So he, Sallallahu said, Allah will give him patience. What does it mean? He's already patient. How will Allah give him? Meaning, in all the coming matters, maybe worse matters, Allah will give him more patience. And patience is the best thing ever given to anybody. And that's why Allah Ta'ala commanded his best slave, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most beloved one, he commanded him to be abundant. He said to him, wasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. And be patient as those messengers before you, ulul azmi, four messengers other than Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad. So patience is very, very important for one of us in this life. And then he said, and no one is granted a gift, is given a gift, which is bitter for him and more comprehensive than patience. Nothing else of whatever you win or you earn or you are given, nothing can be similar or better than patience. Nothing. Why? Remember last Sunday I told you that with patience you will get rid of many illnesses that today are known and common, like blood pressure. If you have patience, yani, more likely you will not suffer of blood pressure, sugar, colon, whatsoever. Many illnesses, because when you are patient, the body parts are normally operated. But when you are, when you don't have patience, you get temper, you get angry. And when you are angry, your heart is beating so hard. And when the heart is beating so hard, the blood is running so fast. Somebody will say that this is good. No, not all, in all cases this is good. Because the blood pressure will go up. Will go up, the pressure is increasing. And when the pressure increases, like in the house, water hose, when you increase the pressure, if you have, for example, I'll give you an example, because I'm a building maintenance man, I'll give you an example with what I know, okay? You have the ablution hose in it. If you increase the pressure in the pipe, pressure of the water, the hose will go big and very solid. If you increase more, you will see the ablution head come off the hose. It will cut the hose because it will not survive the pressure. Same thing, when the pressure goes up, goes high, you might lose your sighting, your eyes, you might lose your brain, you might lose millions, and millions can be lost because the veins may break, they, you know. So that's why when the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me an advice. He said, okay, give me another. He said, la taghdab. Sunday, the story is that man who put a schedule for himself and he, and mashallah, changed. It does not mean that you will never get angry. You won't get angry, but you can control it then. You can control it. Wallahi, almost every day I receive calls from men saying, I was very angry and I said to my wife, we are divorced. Wallahi, I was very angry. I said to them, I said, have you ever seen someone who loves his wife and he is very comfortable and very happy with her and he's come and say, my love, here is a flower and you are divorced? No one will do that. No one will do that. Of course you will divorce out of anger. So control your anger. Control your anger. If you work on controlling your anger, you will avoid many, many bad things. Many things you don't need, you don't like. And that's why Allah Ta'ala, our Lord, is commanding us in the Quran with patience. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is commanding us to be on patience, to be patient. Because if you get annoyed by worship and being waiting for worship, this means you have no patience. This means you will have problems with your wife, with your children, with your neighbor, with your boss in work. You will have problems with everyone because you are not patient in your salah. You come to the mosque and you are too annoyed. You want to finish, you want to go. There is a dars, there is a lecture. You are annoyed, you want to leave. You have no patience. So if in the good times you don't have patience, what about you in the terrible times, in the times of, you know, problems? How are you going to act? This is the most peaceful time in the masjid, in the mosque, when you come to pray, when you come to seek knowledge. This is the place where you calm down, where you have no problems. So, if you cannot show patience now and here, then how come you can't show patience when you are in trouble? See? So that's why we need to exercise patience. Wallahi, it is very, very, very excellent and good. It is more tasty than honey, more sweet than honey, and more nice. And it is much nicer than anything you can see, anything you can smell, anything that you can taste, anything you can hear, anything even you can touch, because it will get you rid of many, many, many bad things that you don't need, you don't like. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are on patience and increase our patience and make our patience for the sake of His سبحانه وتعالى والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.